Welcome back to another video cast. As you can see, my guest this time is Connie King, our Lifestyles Director. Connie, welcome to the video.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Glad to be here.
Good. And so you're here to tell us about some changes that you're making with the golf cart parade.
Correct. And we're very excited. Last year, after the golf cart parade, we met with a couple of the participants to check and see how we can just enhance it for this year. We got some great ideas and some great information. Going down Sun City Boulevard was the one that topped out all of the ideas. And with that, we just did not want people to come out and bring their lawn chairs or the golf carts and sit along Sun City Boulevard without being entertained as well. So we've added a couple of elements that are totally different than what we've done in the past, being we're now trying to find or have pretty much secured a marching band that would lead the parade. We also have a grand marshal. Our POM squad will be participating in the event as well, and all the wonderful, beautifully decorated floats, golf cart floats that will also be participating. We also have the performing arts as well, so it's the community singers.
Oh, really?
We have a Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, and we also have the Indio Fire Department who has committed to participating in the event as well. So we're asking everyone to come out, bring your lawn chairs and your golf carts, and sit along Sun City Boulevard. The route will leave the Montecito Clubhouse. We will travel west on Sun City Boulevard, make the loop before we get to the guard station, and then we will go along Sun City Boulevard, cross 40th Street, make the loop around the Santa Rosa, and then come back to the clubhouse for our award ceremony as well, so as our tree lighting ceremony, in which the community singers will be singing again as well. We will have song sheets that will be available, so when you're out there, you can sing along, and we hope that it's a wonderful, wonderful event. Shadows also will be there with the coffee bar, so we will be providing hot chocolate and coffee with pumpkin spice creams, so we're excited about
it. That's great. And so it's going to be November 30th. Starting at 3 p.m.,
The actual golf cart parade is going to start at 3, but we're going to have judging and a people's choice, so you can select your favorite golf cart, and that's going to start at 2. So the entry and the judging will start at 2. We will have the coffee and some of the caroling and some of the singing out at that time as well.
That's great. Well, I don't get you in here very often, so as long as I do, tell us what else is on the docket.
Well, we have, this month in October, we have our outdoor concert. It's going to be a tribute to the Beatles, Hard Day's Night, and that's going to start at 6 p.m. At the golf course, over at Shadows. On the 31st, we have our Monster Mash Dance, so we still have tickets available. We'll have food and entertainment. We have a DJ this year. November, we also have our Holiday Gift Boutique that's going to be taking place in November. We have a trip to Algodones as well, so as to the American brand, and then we'll finish it off with our golf cart parade. December, we will have our Frankie Valli concert. That's our tribute concert. And then we'll, in the year, with our New Year's event. So, and that's going to be a masquerade ball. So we're excited about that as well.
Okay. And another thing that occurred to me is I know you have had a series of coffees with residents to get ideas.
Correct.
Has anything come out of that?
Yes, it has. Matter of fact, our Woodstock concert that we had back in April was born out of that. One of the homeowners, Al, who had attended, had let us know that Woodstock was coming up and it was going to be their 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So the one that we did earlier this year, we received that information. I do want to add also that effective September the 12th, we had our first Lifestyle Advisory Committee meeting. So now I have a Lifestyle Advisory Committee.
Getting more advice, huh?
Yes, yes. So I am so looking forward to this. A great group of homeowners, residents with energy and a lot of different ideas. So we're hoping to bring to the community even more innovative programs. We're developing our educational program as well, so as some travel opportunities that we're going to be hopefully being able to present to our community and get them involved as well.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about the golf cart parade, and we'll see you there.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Okay. For the audience, I hope you enjoyed this, and until next time, bye-bye.